Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd is over there at News Center Maine. And my partner, Tim, I love him dearly. But there is another Tim that most people don't experience, and he's evil. He is evil. And it's the either middle of the night or early morning grumpy gremlin.
Yeah.
that is... It's like, it's not, it's a completely different personality. He's sweet, right? Like he's, I mean, you guys know him, like he's sweet. He's such a good dad.
He's amazing.
And he's very like concerned about how I feel, you know, but, and it wants to cuddle. Like, I know this, you guys like, are always like, ew, but yes, we're very cuddly.
Don't touch me.
Like in the morning,
I'm not listening.
Even though we get up super crazy early, we still, you know, we'll not every day, but sometimes make times for cuddling, but,
don't even come near me.
Well, okay. So maybe this doesn't seem that much of a gremlin to you. Maybe this is just you.
Or just the real world.
Yeah, just reality.
So yeah. I go over, and it was, I forget if it was early in the, yeah, it must have been early in the morning. It was like yesterday. And I roll over, and this was not Tim. This was the gremlin.
This was not.
It's the different people.
Does he have a different voice, too?
Yes.
Is it like really, like?
Yes.
It sounds like this.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. And it was funny because I was like, and it ended up with me being like, ugh, okay, fine, I'll just go get in the shower.
right? Yeah.
So, and I was like, I just wanted to cuddle. Like,
I think his true colors are starting. You know,
that's probably
real stripes.
Honeymoon stage is over.
Yep, right. It's ending.
That's probably it. Yeah.
It's fizzling.
So I roll over and I kind of snuggle up to him. And I'm scratching his back a little bit because, like, I love that. That could, like, put me to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. And then he grabs my hand, and the demon Tim comes out. and he goes, "You can touch, don't rub." And I was like, "What? What?
Whoa.
That's great.
Okay.
That's great.
Wow.
Because
rubbing wakes me up."
Yes. Okay.
And then, like, now and then, like, I'll go to turn the bathroom light on because I get in the shower before he does, and he can get a few more minutes of sleep because he gets up crazy early. He drives this ridiculous distance, you know. So I really try to let him get the extra few minutes.
Yeah.
But if I forget that the light will wake him up, Demon Tim,
lights out.
Can I just say,
right?
Picture you guys remember Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Yes. Remember the woman that Bill Murray was, you know, his girlfriend in there, that she turns into this demon, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Her name was like Gruul.
Was it like Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
It's my name is not Jane, it's Gruul.
Yes, that's Jane.
That's what I'm picturing.
He's Gruul.
Yes.
He's Grumpy Gremlin Gruul. There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah, Jay is the exact same way in the morning, and Wyatt and I call him Mean Man in the Morning.
That's
horrible.
That's insane.
Like,
it's
Jay
so funny.
Is a nice, funny, generous, kind person. He's a lot like Tim. Like, great. First thing in the morning, he is a total a-hole. Just terrible.
Mean Man in the Morning.
So that's what we call it, the Mean Man. Oh, I'm like, Wyatt, be quiet. It's a Mean Man in the Morning.
Okay, wait, hold on. So how would you describe, let's do, this will be a three-word challenge. So three words and three words only. You can go on our Facebook page if you don't want to text. Or just type in the word topic followed by your three words and three words only to describe your partner's alternate personality. Okay? Your partner's alternate personality. How would you describe them in three words and three words only? You can go on Facebook or text the word topic followed by the three words and send that message to 77,000. It seems that most commonly it's like early in the morning or middle of the night.
Yeah.
And he's like a different person.
Yeah, no, it's completely a different person. For me, I'll throw myself in the ring. It's me and my entire family, probably not my mom, but like me and my brother and my father, when we like first come home from work, we're just jerks.
Oh.
So we call it wind down time.
Oh.
Like just give him, it would be like,
that's
dad's
your witching
home.
Hour.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like dad's home from work, or Chris is home from work, or Kelly, like just wind, like just give her a minute. Just
Give him space.
Let me just like decompress.
Yeah.
Because we're just not happy. We're just not nice.
Yeah.
So that's just our time to be like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, hey, okay, I had my 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. But
home, not happy would be the.
Did everyone pick that up?
Okay. That would be the three-word challenge for that. Home, not happy. Okay. Type in the word topic followed by your three words to describe your partner's alternate personality. Do I dare ask you, Todd, or is this going to.
I mean, I would say
start
like
a fight.
Resting bitch face.
Oh, Todd!
What? You asked, I tell.
I know, but you shouldn't always answer. Or at least not always answer honestly.
Although, oh, man.
Yeah, but it is. It's like our partners have the, and what time is it? Like, when is it when she takes on this? Am I... Kelly just gave me a look like, you're making this worse.
Yeah, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say something like, well,
oh, no, he's
all
the time.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding. I mean, it's rare. It's like, you know, every blue moon.
There we go. Very rare. Yeah.
So maybe rare bitch face.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
There we go. That's a little bit better.
Okay.
Post on our Facebook page. So three word challenge. Oh, by the way, side note, I forgot to read this earlier. We were talking about the laundry issues and how is it that single socks constantly go missing? There are very few matches with the kids' socks. I don't understand it. And Christina said, my son's socks are so stinky that the cat buries them in the litter box.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I have to keep buying new ones.
That's amazing.
I just thought that was hilarious. Like, at least she knows where they're going.
True.
Oh, my God.
She can find them.
I love it. I can picture Aries doing that right now.
Look at how happy. He's just so happy now.
I mentioned a cat thing, and there comes Cat Dad Todd. Yeah.
Those crazy kitties.
Ashley on our Facebook page, three-word challenge, she said, angry Viking king.
Oh, yeah.
Describe your partner's alternate personality. I'm glad you said Gruel. Was that the name?
I think that was her name, Gruel. I think, yeah. I just don't remember her nice.
It was Sigourney Weaver, yeah.
Yes. It was definitely Sigourney Weaver.
And I think her name was Jane, and I think she was wearing a red dress.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really? Her name was Jane? I made that.
I don't know. I feel like when you said that, I was like, that sounds right.
Our texting thing isn't working. Come on, technology.
No.
Well, it'll refresh in a minute. So type in the word topic followed by your three words and text that to 77,000. The one message before it went all glitchy on me. That I did see was that someone was committing to paying for our OnlyFans Fake Butts subscription. So I'm just going to say that, Todd, you have a limited amount of time to get on board with that.
Zool.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Wow, you're so close.
Wow. Gruel is the one with the that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Gruel was from something else. Is Gruel a gremlin?
No, Gruel's from the kids movie. Oh, with the guy, and he's like, and it's like it's minions and.
Oh, Gruel is the bad guy with the big nose.
Yeah, and whatever it's called.
Yeah, Despicable Me.
Yes.
Hey, teamwork.
Yay! You did it.
That's so good.
Okay. Type in the word topic followed by the three words you'd use to describe your partner's alternate personality, which is a little bit less friendly. Okay. Todd's got your News Center main forecast.
I hope Tim listens to this back. Somebody's got to tip him off to this.
I don't.
today,
touching is fine. Rubbing is bad. Lights off. Bye.
Gosh.